Hello and welcome to the second Tomb Raider Underworld podcast. This is Keir in Eidos HQ in London, and I have Eric, Rob and Pat with me over in Crystal in California. Hi guys.
Hey.
Thanks very much for taking the time to do the podcast. If you just want to introduce yourself to all the listeners and tell them your name and what you do on Underworld.
This is Eric Lindstrom, creative director.
This is Rob Pavey, I'm the lead programmer.
And this is Patrick Sirk, I'm the environment art director.
Cool. So we'll go on to our first question, and that's, could you talk about what your main goals were for Tomb Raider Underworld and how you set about making them possible?
Well, we've talked about this before. The most direct answer is we wanted to make it a hugely epic experience compared to what has been done in the past, but also compared to anything else that people have ever seen before. And a lot of what Rob and Pat are here to talk about are the different ways that we could make that experience as lush and rich and epic as possible.
Yeah, we knew going in that we wanted to really take advantage of the next-gen hardware on this game. We'd done some of that on the 360 version of Legend, but as we were starting a game from scratch for next-gen, we could take advantage of it a lot more. So that was certainly a large part of my focus, and I worked with Pat a lot on the coming up with how we would take advantage of next-gen to make the game look amazing.
Yeah, part of that was rebuilding the engine from scratch, designed specifically for next-gen content. Much of the content was based on location shooting around the world, Southeast Asia and Southern Mexico. We also really wanted to integrate all the next-gen features. We didn't want to emphasize one particular aspect, for example, normal mapping or specularity. We wanted to balance the whole visual presentation into a nice cohesive look.
A common feature you see on games that are pushing the envelope are they find a new technology and they just overuse it. When the first time you get really good bump maps, suddenly all the characters have deeply eroded and lined faces, and finally we get dynamic lights and everyone turns their lights on. And it was always important from the very beginning that the showcase was the experience and the environment, not any particular tool. So one of the things that's been really important has been to take all these tools but to use them in subtle and interesting ways to make a rich environment, not to showcase the technology itself.
How did you research the levels?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of work up front in deciding what the locations were going to be, both from a mythological and from an experiential standpoint. And then we did a lot of research on the local mythologies, all of the story arc intersections of the places. And then once we had that sorted, it was a matter of bringing those to life. And Pat mentioned research trips, and he can talk a little bit more about that.
Yes, we went down to the Yucatan, was our first location shoot, and myself and Scott Anderson, another artist on the team, flew down with some high-end cameras, and we took about 10,000 reference shots around the Mayan ruins in Yucatan Peninsula. Most of the shots were taken with the idea that we'd be creating game content out of them. So the photography has played a key role in really getting a quality, high fidelity look and a sense of believability. It's paid off immensely for us. And thereafter, based on the success of our first photo shoot, I flew to Southeast Asia to shoot architecture in that location, in the jungles of in and around Angkor Wat. And again, I came back with many images that my artists could utilize and create game assets out of. And it's paid off immensely.
Okay, and that kind of leads on to the next question, which is one from the forums. So this comes from the big one, C05, Chuska, and AJ Rich 17901. I hope I got those right. And the question is, What do you think's more important? Is it graphics or gameplay? And do you think the game will be visually groundbreaking?
Well, two different questions, and the first one's a trick question. that's like saying, what's more important, gasoline or wheels? you need both, and that's why we keep talking about the experience, because when you listen to people talk about what they love about Tomb Raider, a lot of what they're saying is not what button you press and when. It's the experiential nature of what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that is a combination of interaction and graphics and audio and all those things. And for anyone who thinks that's a dodge on the question, one of the things that we've been saying from the very beginning is that everybody has to contribute and everybody has an equal seat at the table. Graphics, audio, design, everything. So in order to make the experience as rich as possible, we really believed we could have everything be as important as each other to find the proper balance point everywhere we looked.
And I think I'll add to that, that Tomb Raider, the environment is as much part of the gameplay experience as the button pushing. You literally crawl on the environment, you jump over the environment. So there really must be a union of gameplay and graphics, because for Tomb Raider, it's almost one and the same.
Yeah, and thinking back to the start of the project, we devoted a lot of time to both ideas in the, you know, there were, we spent a huge amount of time brainstorming things like what could Lara do, trying to think up what kind of new move ideas would fit best in the gameplay. And at the same time, we were spending a lot of time researching graphics techniques to come up with our lighting model and our overall look we were aiming for.
Okay, and the next question comes from Irissa and Quasimodo, and they want to know, in your opinion, what's the most exciting thing about Underworld, and are there any new features that you're especially proud of?
Well, I think there's certainly some gameplay features that stand out. One of the new moves we've put in is a greatly enhanced grapple system, which sort of seamlessly combines the using the grapple to pull things around the environment and to swing on things, and also rappelling, and they can all kind of come into play at the same time, which has been one of the coolest new abilities she has, I think. And then in terms of look, I think our material system is something that's allowed us to do some amazing things on the art. What I think Eric has mentioned in the past that, yeah, whereas we used to have maybe one or two textures on a surface on the PS2, now we can have 11 or 12.
And so the next question, the next two questions are about the Wii and PS2 versions. The first comes from GT Killer, and he wants to know, are the Wii and PS2 versions being handled by you guys at Crystal, or is it some other developers?
BuzzMonkey is working on those titles for us. They are being closely held by designers and artists within the studio, but very much like Anniversary, the bulk of the work is being done by Buzz. In fact, okay. For all the people out there who were worrying up front that the PS2 and the DS versions and whatnot were going to make the 360 PS3 PC effort that much less because we had to make them play nice, it's absolutely not true.
Okay, and we have one final question, which I think we can just about squeeze in, and this is from Paranoia, GameD1011, Glitterpaws, 360 Tyler, and Iron Raider, and they want to know, do you intend to add realistic violence or blood in the game? Because there was no blood in Legend or Anniversary, and the special deaths were missing as well.
Well, we do want to keep it from some of the more gruesome heights of the previous incarnations, but it is not going to be the bloodless excursion that Legend and Anniversary will or was.
So that just about wraps up the second podcast of the series. So thanks very much, Eric, Rob, and Pat, for taking the time to do it. The next podcast will be out soon, and it will be based around the Underworld story and the myths in Tomb Raider. So until then, thanks for listening, and goodbye.